This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Ready for another podcast?
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, we had very different
Everyone's on different levels. Another day. First of all, business up front, join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle on Facebook.
Please.
Because today, you're probably in the last sort of 12 to 24 hours that you can join and be in a running to get a double pass to Nick and Jules' comedy cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And or... probably all. I don't think we'd probably give it to the same person, but a double pass to Reidenhardt's Music Festival.
Yes, that will be drawn today.
Yes.
So make sure that you are in that in the Nick and Jules inner circle.
In the circle.
And find the video of Nick in his cowboy boots.
Comment a yeehaw and you'll be in with a shot.
Yeehaw with a
yeehaw.
Spell it correctly.
Yeah, please. Otherwise, I'm not picking you.
Second order of business. Producer Aaliyah is back.
Oh, hello, welcome.
Hi.
Very good.
alive and thriving.
Yeah. I'm still a bit nasally, but it's okay.
How long do you feel like you've been sick for?
Oh, my whole life.
Oh, okay. What up?
It's been a while. I think
arguably since you started.
Yeah, us three sort of shared the love with the illness, and then it just kind of never went away. Sorry about that.
Jules and I did better to stave it off than you did, but you sounds
clearly
like it also hit you a bit harder. So.
Fine. I'm probably just the weakling of the group. It's fine.
Blame Jade.
Okay. Thanks, Jade. Yep. I don't know who Jade is.
You don't need any more context.
Trust me, you don't want to know who Jade is.
She knows what she did.
She's a piece of
breathing
work,
near me.
Spat in Jules' eyes.
And then I return, and then I give you all her germs. Not mine, hers. Jade.
Maybe I'm not used to it because, you know, maybe it's European germs. So my body is not
Would you prefer bed
bugs? Oh, no. Fuck no.
Okay, good.
I think it's around the podcast.
Okay.
I mean,
sorry,
I mean, Jules and I wouldn't.
But, you know, never.
Producer Aaliyah can.
Is that order of business done?
That's the business, which brings me to a, I guess, just, you know, whatever you do when you're in a business meeting and you're done with business and just you can chit chat.
Oh, I can stop writing notes. Great.
Yeah. This
I
is
hate
off,
that part.
Sorry, we don't need to take minutes anymore.
This is off the record, but, you know, in the sense it's also recorded for the podcast, it's very much on the record.
Mm-hmm.
So something that's come up in the last couple of weeks for me is
running.
Well, I guess it's sort of linked to running in a way.
Oh.
How about I tell you what it is?
Okay. I really like my game. we could be here a while.
It's an hour of guessing. No, it's not that. So I'll preface this by saying I think that these people with this opinion are outliers. But I wanted to get both of your opinions.
Oh, God, I'm scared. I'm always an outlier.
No, I think you two will firmly be in the correct with your opinions, assuming that I know what your opinions are.
Okay.
And Jules, this is something we've spoken about on the podcast before to a lengthy degree.
Okay.
But we've mentioned on the podcast before, and I think this is just a generally known thing, that in the year 2023, when you're at the gym, you're working out, you don't really go and approach strangers to try and flirt with them and pick up.
Absolutely not. Get down to business. Do what you're supposed to be doing there.
Exactly. Yep. Now, I think that's the common approach. I think that that's what 99% of the world is probably on board with.
And the other 1% are probably filming TikTok videos of that sort of thing. Yeah. And here's my success rate.
I don't know. It's so strange. Yeah. And I don't get it. And I understand why that's the case. You know, you're not there. You're not, you know, people aren't pieces of meat. You're not there to stare and you're not there to just be like, hey, this person looks good in, you know, their X, Y, and Z, and let's go up and have a chat.
Their X, Y, and Z,
Well, you know, they could be their
Lulu.
They're carving their piece of meat.
They're carving.
While they're there.
They're trying to shred their piece of meat.
Exactly right.
And that's not up for you
that's
to go and help
that's
them.
That's actually a really good way of putting
they
it.
They are both the meat and their own butcher, and they don't need a second butcher.
So true.
So that's, we're all on the same page there. Which brings me to what I have been confused by in the last couple of weeks, where I've met a couple of girls and women who have said, that when it comes to being at the gym, they're like, why? Like, specifically on a night out a few weeks back, I had a girl that I go to the gym with and I see her there from time to time. And when I see her at the gym, because we do loosely know each other, like we sort of run in similar friendship circles, I'll either smile or wave and or like a head nod, and I'll do the high eyebrows, like just to acknowledge.
You do the sup eyebrows.
Pretty much. And right. I go, I
not
acknowledge
the suggestive
you exist.
Eyebrows.
No.
The sup ones.
I'll just acknowledge their existence. And I think that's about all you need to do.
That's exactly what it calls for.
And then on a night out, probably like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, this girl goes, how come you never come up to me and talk at the gym? And I go, well, that's just not what you do to girls at the gym as a guy or in general, oh, I think.
If you like, you're not looking your best usually. If you're doing cardio, you probably can't talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said to her, do you not know gym etiquette? I was like, mate, I'm not coming up and having a chat. First of all, like, I'm also there to just kind of work out a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to get into like long conversations or catch up with you. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, you can shoot me a message, whatever. But when she's like, yeah, why don't you come up and talking to me? I'm like, because I'm pretty sure that's not okay, mate. And she's like, no, absolutely. Everyone, people love it. I was like, that's.
Who? Sorry, as a people at the gym, I don't love it.
Well, I think the specific interaction she's talking about is men coming up and talking to women, which I think is generally not appreciated.
Nah. So what does she want instead?
She was like, oh, why haven't you been doing that?
She wants to be approached.
Well, she's like, you know, she's fine with being approached at the gym. And I was like,
In general?
I think in general. And I said, I think that's a really uncommon opinion.
Are you going to the gym for that sole reason by the sounds?
I'm not going to the gym to socialize. No. I'm going there to do what I need to do and get out.
Because
I'm not looking cute.
No.
I'm there to... For my own selfish reasons.
The only time I'm acknowledging other people is to see if they're using a machine I want.
Yeah, and even then, it's like, for me, it's like a weird little, like just stepping around and just having a little look-see and then going back to whatever it was I was doing.
But I thought this was an uncommon opinion. And then last night I was talking to my housemate and she has been for the last month or so seeing some bloke and I think she's ending things at the moment. And I was like, where had you meet? At the gym. And it came up, and she also mentioned, she's like, yeah, no, I don't see why not. People should come up to you. And she's like, yeah, if people come and approach you at the gym, that's all good. And I said, absolutely, that's not all good.
She's in the 1% of people who probably make a huge effort, like potentially do their makeup to go to the gym.
I don't know if she's that girl.
No? Okay.
I don't think she's that girl.
Maybe I'm making judgments.
I think she's just okay with being approached. But I said, what I said to her, because I said, oh, yeah, I was like at the gym. I'm like, oh, there's always like cute girls at the gym. Like we're all there. We're all trying to be fit. And obviously you're going to have something in common. And she's like, well, why don't you go up and talk to them? I said, because you don't do that.
Yeah. Maybe we're in the wrong boat because we're not looking.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe because we're both in committed relationships. It's just like I am not in the mood to.
Yeah, right.
No. Yeah. Oh. No.
Can't agree.
I'm glad because I did want to check in because I just thought I was almost like almost 100% certain that these were outliers and it was strange opinions.
Right.
And then, but they were both treating me like I was crazy. And I'm like, no, I've been going to the gym for years. Like it's never been like that okay of a thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see like these older blokes who are like, you know, in their 40s. Who are like, you know, could be your dad, and they're talking to the younger girls while they're trying to assess. And I go, mate, come on.
Don't like those environments.
I'm uncomfortable, and I'm not even either of them.
Mm.
Yeah, nah, I'm firmly in the camp of don't talk to me.
Mm.
Yep.
Do not talk to me.
You mean you can acknowledge that you see me and that we know each other, but maybe don't have a conversation with me.
Yeah.
I think there could be a possibility, some scenario, if both people are interested and they're both reading the room right enough to be like, cool, we both want to have a conversation that's longer than an acknowledgement of something like that. Like, oh, I see you here all the time, or hey, sup, eyebrows, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that is the minority situation. Good for your housemate.
Specifically, what brought this up was I was saying like, oh, there's a girl at the gym who I'm pretty sure plays soccer and I find like, you know, that's cool. Like she seems nice. I have a friend that's a friend of hers, very loose connection. But I'm not going to go up and talk to her because I don't know her. And she's like, no, go have that conversation. I'm like, the only world in which I'd ever talk to this woman is if we both happened to be leaving the gym at the same time.
Yes, the timing.
And then I would be like, hey, then I would consider being like, hey, do you play for this club? And then,
you've got to have an in to talk to her.
Exactly.
Yes, and like you're not going to go up to her if she's in the middle of doing like squats.
No, and she's too strong. She scares me.
and it's got to be.
Therein lies the problem.
And the conversation can't be something like, oh, I see you here all the time or something like that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Awful. Like you've got to have some other connection point
corny.
Other than that.
Yeah. Mine is the soccer thing.
Perfect.
I couldn't just go up and talk to someone, you know, apropos of nothing.
Do you play soccer? Tick here.
Do you like cheese?
Do you like stuff?
I see your wallpaper is of insert character here. Yeah. Do you like this character?
It's a bad
line.
If
someone came up to me and asked me about that, I would be like,
don't look at my phone.
Yes,
that
I
closely,
do.
Mate.
But why are you looking at my phone?
Conversation 101.
Unsettling. Actually, Aaliyah, yes? We'll get your very quick opinion just whilst we're talking about opening lines there very quickly.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Well, no. This is. Do you know what I'm about to say?
Yes.
Yes. So there's there's a line that I've never used, but I've long thought could be a good one.
Okay. Hit me with it.
And this is.
Off air podcast listeners will be familiar with this line.
The tram girl line.
Yes.
What do you think the tram girl line could be, just to gauge your thoughts?
I actually have no idea. Mm. I have no clue.
Well, prepare
clearly
to
clearly, I
out.
Haven't been listening to the off air with
that's
Nick
right. This is
podcast.
From a long time ago because it's been on my mind for a while, but I haven't really. Okay. It's never really been used. I think tram I might have girl. Used it once as a on like an app maybe, but I can't quite remember if that was just a thought that I had. But anyway, so
okay, go
tram
on.
Girl is you walk past someone that you want to sort of strike up a conversation with,
mm-hmm.
and you go. You have to sort of walk past like you were just doing your own thing and then like catch them at the sort of corner of your eye and then have a moment of like studying their face and like, oh, like I think I recognize them. Like you've bumped into someone in public.
Yep.
And then you go, sorry, tram girl to them? You're like tram? Like, are you the girl from the tram? And then they go, sorry, what are you talking about? Hopefully.
Mm.
And then you go, were you in Melbourne maybe a weekend ago.
Oh my God.
And did you get, this is crazy, but did you get, was that you that got your heel stuck in the tram line and we had to try and get you out before the tram came and got you?
I saved the day.
And then they go, no. And then you go, you are this, it is crazy how much you look like.
God.
I'm sorry. That's a weird, that must be a weird thing to hear. I'm Nick, by the way.
Okay.
Pique's interest.
You're really smiling about this.
I think it's good.
He's been practicing this for so long.
It's been in my mind for honestly nearly a year.
I feel like we need to do this like as a segment on the show just purely for science.
Just to see if it would work.
Yeah.
Mic me up and send me out.
Yeah.
We are tonight going and doing a tour of the Beechworth Asylum.
Any trams nearby?
Why no, just do I try? Do I try it on? Do I try it on the tour guide? Do I try it on the ghosts?
Whoever tickles your fancy,
probably the ghosts.
Probably the ghosts. Well, you know, ghosts—they got options.
Look, personally, it wouldn't work on me. If I saw someone doing that, like around me, I would find it absolutely hilarious.
But it would seem sincere, and it's just as a way of saying hello.
Yeah,
big commitment.
old producer Matt's big thing was he's not old. He's not old. He just he's is not, our old not. Producer. His big thing was you're starting off on a lie.
Mm.
And I said I don't think it's that. So I don't think it's
well,
that bad of a
the
lie.
Thing. If it develops into a full blown relationship,
how will they ever trust again?
At what point do you say, hey, the tram girl thing?
I would say I 4 or 5 dates in.
Oh.
I'd be like, hey, I don't know if this is obvious, but it was clear. It was just, I just wanted to talk to you.
And then they've hidden a kid and then, from and you then, for 10 months.
Yeah, and then you would have either the Doppler or the Dharma effect where, you know, breaking point, right? Mm. She would be like, oh, that was really cute that you, like, did that for me. Or, oh, my God, you're a freak.
Mm. Mm.
Either way.
That's the risk. That's
Doppler
the risk.
Dharma.
That's why. And, look, and it's all these other things, which is why I haven't tried it out yet. So.
Okay.
Not because you're chicken.
Well, I also don't. I haven't really seen the scenario where I wanted to use it just yet.
Well, we can create one on the show.
Yeah, tonight at the asylum.
I don't
we'll
think
be mic'd up.
Going to work at the asylum. All right, we'll keep that in mind. Back of the head, the tram girl thing. See if we can make that happen.
Mm.
Otherwise, enjoy the podcast. Join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tickets to Comedy Cruise. Clues for Alpha Bucks. Tickets to Ride and Hearts Music Festival.
Which is being drawn today.
Woo-hoo!
We are excited. You're excited. Enjoy the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeehaw.
I want to talk about animals at the moment. Not the one that we just heard of with Alpha Bucks. With the, what was that? The yellow spotted
Yellow-footed rock wallaby, Jules.
No.
Obviously.
That's top of mind. Until a couple of minutes ago when I was thinking about the European common frog.
Oh. Dirk
Lump went the little green frog one day. Went the little green frog.
Yeah, we're often thinking about frogs.
We should. We should be thinking about the frogs because turns out they have a brand new technique that we can apply to our dating lives.
They, well, I suppose if, you know, they're quite quick, their tongue could swipe quite quickly if it's on the amps.
Don't need to use their tongue. Researchers have been studying their mating behavior, specifically of European common frogs, and they found a new technique employed by the female frogs to get away from the male frogs. Now, obviously, the male frogs have been out and about. They've been surveying the land, and they said, I want to get with this female frog. What the women have been doing, and they've obviously chatted to each other and said, guys, try this out. They have used the technique of faking their own death to get away from the men.
Pretty dramatic.
And I'm just, 33% of females use this technique, apparently. Maybe others were tried out in this scientific process.
So one in three of these frogs, in an order to avoid a bloke hopping on and having a good time, is like, I'll pretend to be dead.
But sidebar.
Wow.
Imagine the scientific research that goes into this. Like, how do they get into a room, I don't know, some sanctuary, and they go, what's going on over here?
They put two frogs in a box and they put the, like a red light on and they,
what are they gonna do?
Play, you know, scented candle. They play a bit of Kenny G and then one of them just pretends to be dead. And then they go, oh, the frog's got a boner. All right. It's learnt to back off.
But this is the thing. As crazy as this all sounds, we could apply this frog logic to our own single lives. Help out your mates. Maybe back in the days of maybe you were chilling out at a nightclub, you were dancing amongst you with your friends, someone comes along. Typically, this could be a male situation.
Yeah.
And you're not interested. So what do? You do the dance circle. All of a sudden, you get your friends to crowd around you and then the person can't infiltrate the circle. They can't get to you. It works. If you were to employ the faking your own death scenario, may I suggest telling your friends beforehand so they're on board.
Well, it's gonna be very concerning because if you're out on the dance floor, you're, you know, cutting a rug, dancing up a storm, and all of a sudden you see a dead body. Well, it's a hell of a mood killer.
Sally, don't call the ambo. She's fine.
Hit Breakfast here with Nick and Jules before 7 o'clock this morning. Another game of Who's the Best Around. Jules, you'll have to pick which TV shows are getting rebooted. Exciting news. Jerry Seinfeld yesterday hinting that Seinfeld looks to be getting another spin at it.
Big fan of the show.
Love the show. Very excited about that one. Something a little bit less exciting going on in my life, a little bit of a medical issue.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We don't like that.
No, very rarely is medical issue a fun thing to be involved with.
But thank you for sharing the show.
Well, you know, and safe space.
Yes, of course.
Very safe space as always. But what's happened is my medical issue has led me to have a very embarrassing interaction with my doctor.
Okay, you'd think in the medical field nothing would have been embarrassing because they've seen everything. That's their job, not to laugh.
Mm. So let me try. I'll paint the scene. I went in to the doctors and I booked the appointment online. And online they go, you're an existing patient, yep. And it gives a quick summary, if you want to, of what's going on.
So this is like a telehealth appointment?
It was a go-in appointment, book it online. And they ask for your notes to say, hey, have you got a headache? Have you got this? What's going on? Why are you seeing the doctor? Just to give him a bit of a heads up. And I thought that makes sense.
That cuts down a lot of time.
Certainly. And I said, I wrote down, and this is a bit of where the TMI starts to kick in.
Okay, sure.
So just everyone be wary. For the last week, just because I've been doing, been training hard for this half marathon and I've been in the gym squatting and stuff. Nick's butthole has a little hemorrhoid.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, it happens to the best of us. You know, sometimes your body just decides to go, geez, you've worked way too hard. You need to calm down. Let's pop a vein out.
I didn't know that younger people could get those. But there you go. We're all learning today, aren't we?
I think if you strain too hard, no matter the age, you can get one of these.
There you go. So inclusive.
Search a hemorrhoid in your own time anyway. it is on... Right on the rim. Right on the rim.
Okay, you painted the picture.
And this is the picture that I painted online as I requested my appointment. I said, hey, I've got a hemorrhoid about where you'd expect, doc. So just to cut that out. Because I didn't really want to sit down in the room and be like, I didn't know how to say to a doctor, hey, there's something wrong with my asshole. I don't want to say that to
a
doctor.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, all right, good. I can fill it out online. Go into the appointment, sit in the waiting room, whatever, get called in. They go, Nick, how are you? I go, great. How are you? Good afternoon. He goes, and as he's sitting me down, I go,
oh no.
I say to him, as he goes, you can take a seat. I go, should I take my pants off now? Should I take them off all the way?
Uh-huh.
Or should I
take them off like half the way?
Fair question.
He's gonna have to. He's gonna have to see the hemorrhoid to have a look at it.
Yes, of course.
Out.
Yes.
And he goes, "How about you tell me what you're in for first?"
Oh no!
To which I said, "Sorry, sir. I assumed you already knew."
Someone didn't hand over those notes.
Like,
to you.
What is the point of writing this down as a note if you're not going to pass the note on? So, as far as this doctor's concerned, as I've walked in off the street and said, "Pants off," he goes, "Mate, I hope you've got more than just a headache, because otherwise, that's an insane thing to say." I said, "No, I've got this," and he goes, "Oh, well, in that case, yeah, we'll get you up on the, you know, let's do it." And then he proceeded to the
regular
appointment. But I sit here and I go, Jules, what is the point of putting in the appointment note if it's not getting passed through to the doctor?
So the receptionist can be snoopy. They don't get to see what goes on in the rooms.
The receptionist doesn't need to know about my butthole.
What? I'm barely the only one reading about it.
Victoria didn't need to know about it. The receptionist didn't need to know about it. It's scary times right now across the world for a whole range of reasons. But right now we look to the Middle East with a conflict between Israel, Palestine, and obviously Hamas, the militant group. And I think a lot of us don't really know what's been going on because, you know, there's so much news coming out of that area.
We just go, that seems incredibly scary. Thank goodness we are not affected right now. But there are a whole bunch of Australians over there.
Yeah. And look, speaking on, I guess, what those Australians are going through right now, is someone from our newsroom, James Lake, who is here to tell us that, look, we are doing our best to get them out of there.
Very good morning, guys. Yeah, we finally are attempting to get them out of there. There was a lot of pressure put onto the federal government yesterday, essentially experts and the opposition asking why haven't there already been evacuation flights when so many other countries got into action straight away and organised, whether it was state airlines or whether it was government funded defence airplanes to go in and just bring their citizens home immediately. And Australia didn't do that. So the Albanese government essentially caved yesterday and started working with Qantas to work on some evacuation flights. At this stage, they'll start tomorrow, with just two flights planned at this stage to send planes to Tel Aviv, load them up, and then get those people evacuated to London, where they can make their own arrangements of how to get home from there. The difficult thing is, though, it's an estimated 12,000 Australians or dual nationals who are in Israel at the moment. Now, of course, not all of them are going to want to be evacuated. They might have other reasons why they want to stay there. But two planes, you know, at best, that might be 500-600 people. It's a very short start, really, to get people evacuated. And, you know, we don't really know how dangerous the borders might be to cross if they're trying to evacuate otherwise. So we do hope that the government can step in with a bit more assistance.
James, is the reason why there was that logistical issues a lack of aircraft, or is it the fact that there was safety concerns about getting them into there?
Look, not 100% sure at this stage why there aren't more flights organised, and there could be. We do know last night British Airways had to turn a plane back that was trying to do a flight between London and Tel Aviv to bring some people out of the country. It decided that there were some security issues there. And, you know, we don't know if that's true or not. We don't know what the exact risk was, but British Airways didn't want to go and fly a plane into Tel Aviv. I mean, there are rockets flying around, you know, hundreds of them all the time. So you understand that you don't necessarily want to fly a plane through there, unless you're absolutely certain that it's safe. In terms of what Australia's doing now, we probably could have swung into action earlier, but maybe the federal government's so distracted by other things here, like worrying about the Voice to Parliament referendum this week at the same time as this has happened, that we just kind of dropped the ball at getting into action sooner.
Yeah, it's been, I got to imagine, behind closed doors of the government, you know, a pretty busy time. They, you know, we're all seeing the reality of what is going on over there. And look, the only way we get to see it really is through what we see on social media, because we're seeing a lot of really sort of very upsetting videos come out of there. We understand that parents right now, James, are being encouraged to be quite cautious with what they're seeing and sharing on social medias.
Yeah, and this advice, interestingly enough, has actually come direct from the Israeli government. That's was sent out to a lot of psychologists, and it's filtered through to, you know, mental health services here in Australia. The advice is for parents, if they can, one, have a conversation with their children about what's going on, so that, you know, if they're already aware that something's happening, we may as well be upfront and honest about the conflict and what's happening there. But more importantly, if you have an opportunity to take social media off your children's phones, in particular, TikTok and Instagram is the big concern, where there's a risk that these children might be exposed to streaming of some of the atrocities that are happening there. We know that Hamas has, you know, threatened to do some really nasty things with the people that they have kidnapped from Israel. And, you know, we don't want to go into those details, but the threat is to stream that online. And, you know, other terror groups have done similar things in the past, which are kind of unmentionable. We just don't want kids to scroll across that because, you know, war aside, who knows what they're going to flick onto social media these days.
Absolutely. James, we understand you're incredibly busy at the moment. Before we let you go, fortunately, we are seeing a positive coming out of this. One thing that we were sort of flagged might be a concern from overseas reaching Australian shores.
Yeah, in terms of petrol prices, you know, that's really hurting everyone in the hip pocket right now. And there was a worry that, you know, just essentially having another conflict in the Middle East would spike those. We haven't seen that happening just yet. And the world oil price did stabilize and come down a little bit in the past few days. And experts reckon this is simply because, one, Gaza doesn't produce any oil there. And the little bit of fuel that is made in Israel is all used domestically. So really, there's no impact in terms of global supply. The risk, though, is that if Iran gets involved in this conflict now, then that might have a flow-on effect to oil prices. So, you know, the impact might be felt here in other ways.
Yeah, it's early days, so I guess we don't really know the full effects that this conflict is going to have for the next days, weeks, months, or even years ahead. Obviously, of course, thank you very much for the update, James, and we'll stay in touch with you as more stuff and more news develops over in the Middle East. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.